Clancy, welcome to Connect in its new home in Melbourne's beautiful outer Yarra Valley, and that's where we are. So I've just played a couple of your recent singles, actually, Heaven Can't Wait and Days Like This, and I described you as an invested singer-songwriter. That's how I talk about you. And while I formed that view quite some time ago, I think Heaven Can't Wait and Days Like This really emphasise your emotional attachment to which is so evident in your songs, and its attachment to people in your own community. Can you give us some idea of the inspiration for those two songs, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think Heaven Can't Wait, firstly, I released that back in 2020, and it was probably the song that when I finished writing it, it really compelled me to feel like I was ready to start releasing my own music. Mm-hmm. I just felt it had a message in there that a lot of people could resonate with, you know, particularly if you've gone through losing a loved one or someone in your community, you know, well before their time should have been up. I think, you know, I grew up in a really small town called Oberon, and I recall, you know, we lost quite a few young people when I was growing up, and I had friends lose parents growing up, and just, you know, there's things like that that just stay with you, and I think you can't explain them, and it leaves you asking a lot of questions you never really get answers for. And so when I wrote Heaven Can't Wait, that was the whole idea behind the song, is it was certainly inspired by a few people that we'd lost growing up that I just never really understood those losses, and mm-hmm. I wanted to write a song that could perhaps, you know, allow people to find some comfort, and to have a song, I guess, that expresses what they might also be feeling navigating that loss. And I was blown away by the response to that song. It was the second song that I'd ever released, and within, you know, the first 2 or 3 days of putting it out, I think well over 100,000 people had watched the music video.
Good heavens.
I still get messages to this day of people saying, I just heard that song and it really impacted me. And I feel as a songwriter, it's always been a bit of a cornerstone for me, and something that's sort of allowed me to connect with a lot of people through song. It's one that I've always been really proud of.
I think Days Like This, a story about that one shows a more even deeper sense for others. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, it sort of it came about in a bit of a similar sort of reflective way. How I wrote that song was, it was actually the first day that school was starting back for the year, mm-hmm. and I was seeing lots of pictures being posted on social media of just people I know, their kids dressed in their school uniforms going back to start a new school year, and we've all got those pictures in our photo albums.
In our memories, you know, as well.
Absolutely, yep. Smiling faces, excited to
I wasn't
start
smiling.
excited to start a new chapter in your life. And I just remember scrolling past a picture of a family that I knew that had recently lost their dad. And these kids were in primary school. And I actually remember that same picture being posted a year earlier when their dad was in the same frame with them, and I just couldn't help but think that on a day like that, that, you know, should be full of excitement, that it must be tinged with a lot of sadness for them and their mother. And I thought, it's not just days like that, it's, you know, Father's Day and birthdays.
It's like it's every day, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. So with that song, I just wanted to shine a light on, you know, days like that, that if you've lost someone you love, you know, start to become really tinged with sadness. I think no matter how old you are and how many times those days come about, they always can be a little bit tough to face. And again, I just wanted this to be a song that people could find themselves in, that have maybe lost someone that they love, and they just can't celebrate those days the same that they used to. So, it's also been a really special song for me.
Of course,
share.
There's a video out on that one, isn't there? So, folks, have a look at YouTube or whatever, and you'll find one from Clancy. It's called Days Like This, Clancy Pye, Days Like This. And you'll understand what she's talking about there, and the song will help you through it, and there it is. So your musical journey began fairly early in life and doesn't seem to have stopped, despite studying and being qualified as a physiotherapist, which is about 10 or 12 years ago, I think. And are you still working in that field?
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird balance, to be honest, but I just work part-time as a physio now in our local hospital in Orange. I've actually been a musician a lot longer than I've been a physio. I first started playing gigs, you know, in primary school, and by the time I reached high school, my older brother, his name is Mickey Pye. Some of your listeners might have heard of my brother Mickey. He won Toyota Star Maker back in 2015 at the Tamworth Country Music Festival. He plays guitar for Travis Collins now as well.
All right.
And so, Mickey and I grew up playing music together, and from the time we both hit high school, you know, we started going out and performing every Friday and Saturday night. So, I've been doing this for a long time, but more just because we got started really young, and I've never really stopped, to be honest. I think, I still perform really regularly, and it's been really in this last kind of 5 or 6 years that I've started releasing my own music, because songwriting's become a big passion of mine and something I really enjoy doing. So it's sort of what started out as just being a musician and playing other people's songs has sort of melded into me, developing my songwriting and wanting to share those songs other people. So
you've obviously shared them, and people have obviously become very attached to them, because and it isn't any wonder, because you're identifying with people who have had those situations. They've lost relatives. In one case there, they've lost their father or their husband, as the case may be. And those are, as we know, they're very real subjects, and they're not something that people sing a lot about.
Absolutely. You know, I think music at the end of the day, it's there to connect people. And exactly. I think as a songwriter, a big part of our job is really trying to put ourselves in other people's shoes and thinking about people you know in your own life and thinking, you know, if they could write a song, what would they want to say? I'm constantly, I was given great advice by one of my favourite songwriters many years ago. It's your job as a writer is to try and paint the room and allow other people to put their stories into it. So,
wow.
Always trying to tap onto, things that people can resonate with in their own life.
Look, you go out and you perform, you write songs, you work part-time as a physiotherapist, and you used to be full-time, and then you have time to run marathons or half-marathons and things. My first question is, how do you get time to do all this stuff?
It can be a real juggling act at times, I will give you that, but, growing up in a small town, I think where it started is you're just used to kind of wearing a lot of different hats, I think, growing up in a small community. I think that's really rubbed off on me as I've gotten older. And, I've always enjoyed doing that. In recent times, I've been doing running some half marathons to raise funds for an organisation called FAST, which is the Foundation for Angelman Syndrome Therapeutics. And so I think, when you're running for a cause that you feel strongly about, it probably gives you that bit of extra motivation to get up, on a frosty winter's morning in Orange and lace your joggers up. And, I might not get out of bed so easily if you weren't doing it for someone else and for a good cause.
Well, that's amazing. So, thank you for what you do for your community there. Not only finding comfort in their songs, but also being more tangible with running half marathons to raise money for the cause. And that's, you must be very well known around Oberon, I imagine.
The whole Central West area is quite, it's sort of just like one big community, really. We all live really close to one another, I feel lucky to have grown up in this area, and certainly, throwing my support behind FAST. I have a little 7-year-old nephew who has a quite a severe disability called Angelman syndrome, and FAST is really the organization that raises funds and awareness into that condition and to work towards a potential cure for this, which the researchers are working hard on. So I think any family member who would be in a similar situation, you just want to try and do anything you can and raise any sort of awareness that can help the greater cause. So, it's certainly been a bit of a passion of mine for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that, as I said, more credit to you for those things. But let's talk about your career, Lan, your musical career, not all those other things you're doing.
Yeah.
But so what have your achievements been, say, in the last 12 months? I think I last spoke to you. We worked out a little while ago, 12 months in another life.
Yeah.
Tell me what's happened in the last 12 months to you in a musical sense.
Absolutely. It's been a really busy 12 months, actually. So I released Days Like This, February last year, and then I actually put another song out around Mother's Day called Hey Mama, and that was just a bit of a tribute to all the amazing women in our lives that are, that are mothers, and I wanted that song to shine a light on them. So that was really special to put that out around Mother's Day. And then in August, actually, I was lucky. I got to go up and perform at the Gympie Muster in Queensland, which, you know, I've played that festival as a musician. You know, I've played with my brother. I used to be in Kaylee Bell's band many years ago, but I'd never actually had my own solo spot. And so, yeah, to get to play with my band up there as part of the Muster was really a amazing experience. I love that festival. And in the background, I've actually just been working towards completing the last couple of songs on what is going to be my debut album. So this song that I've just released is the fifth song off that album, and we've got another five songs that are going to feature on it. So last year was all about being in the studio, completing those songs, and really looking forward to this year to getting those last couple of songs off the album, and we're going to drop that a little bit later in the year and hopefully head off on a bit of a regional tour as well and get out and play these songs in a lot of small communities, which I'm really looking forward to. So, yeah, a lot of work in the studio, and yeah, feel really lucky I've been able to head out and play some festivals. We actually did Tamworth this year as well.
How did that go?
Which is, yeah, always a wonderful way to kick off the year as well.
Ah, good. Now, your new single is called My Hometown, and I'm guessing it's about Oberon, is it?
Well, Oberon was certainly the big inspiration for it, absolutely. Yeah, I guess how this song came about, you know, Oberon, it's a really small town of about 3,000 people up near Bathurst in the central west of New South Wales. And so, yeah, I grew up on a farm outside of town there, and I've always felt really warm and nostalgic about the community I grew up in. And, you know, I wanted to write a song that really shone a light on that, but also encapsulated all of our hometowns that are, you know, really similar to the one I grew up in. So, you know, Oberon, it's got no traffic lights. There's one road in, there's one road out. people know you by your first and your last name.
And you can't escape from doing anything without them knowing about it.
That is exactly right. You know, we don't have a McDonald's. We don't have chain stores or department stores.
Do you have television? But, you know,
I think, you know, when you look at it from the outside in, it's a really quintessential Australian country town. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to write a song that encapsulates a lot of towns that are like this and to describe how I feel about the place that I grew up, which I'm sure is how many people feel about their hometowns as well. So, you know, in a lighthearted way, I've kind of, you know, outlined some of the things that we don't have. But in the thing that I wanted to do was to flip the script and really shine a light on the things that make those towns such special places to have grown up in. I wanted this song to be something that when people hear it, they just feel really proud of the town they grew up in and the towns that raised them. So it's been such a joy to finally get to share the song.
Well, my hometown, as I said to you before we went on air, seems to be splashed all over the internet at the moment. So if you've never heard of Oberon before, you're going to see it at least. And there's little snippets of Clancy walking up and down the street with a guitar, and there's, you know, there's shots from above and all that sort of stuff. And it's there it is. It's your country town, whether you're in New South Wales or whether you're, no matter where you are. It's there. They all look a bit different, I guess, but the sentiment is the same. Clancy, that's why I call you an invested singer. You're so really invested in everything.
A lovely compliment.
You can use it. You can call the album Investment. Or invest in Clancy. That's what it could be, couldn't it?
I love that.
It's yours. You can use it. Clancy, it's been lovely talking to you today. And I'm about to play My Hometown, which when you see, have a look at the internet, folks. It's all splashed all over there. You can't miss it. And pop out and buy it. Where can they buy your records? That's the big question.
Yeah, absolutely. So my EP is available through my website.
Okay.
And so far, my album will come out the end of this year, but I've got all of the current singles off that album are up there on Spotify and Apple Music and anywhere that you like to stream your music. So I'm looking forward to getting some vinyl made, and I'll definitely have this in a hard copy format when we put this album out.
Okay.
So something to look forward to.
You can discover more about Clancy, folks. Go to our website, www.clancypie. Clancy is spelt as in Clancy of the Overflow. .com.au. There it is, clancypie.com.au. Clancy, absolute pleasure talking to you again. All the very best with the new single, and take care. Bye for now.
Thank you so much.